Oh, Nurse Betty. Nurse Betty's got some stories, I'll tell you. Nurse Betty. Tell me. This guy, he's a German. He's having some heart problems, and they put him in the hospital for some tests. Well, you know, he's pretty rough on the other nurses. He's calling them names and just being right down ugly to them. Those nurses, you know, they're trying to put up with him, but man, they're just really getting on their nerves. Well, old ass Nurse Betty, you know, she's a head nurse, so she goes up to the nursing station going to check out, you know, how things are going. So she walks up and asks the younger nurses, how's everything going? Everything okay? I said, everything's fine except Mr. Wolf. He's been a problem from the get-go. She said, well, what's he been doing? She goes, well, he's called us nasty names, and he's been really hateful to us, and every time we try to give him medicine, he spits it back out or throws it at us. She goes, well, let me look in at him. Now, Nurse Betty kind of looked in the doorway at Mr. Wolf in there, and Mr. Wolf asked her, hey, cow, what are you looking at? Well, Nurse Betty was a big woman. She turned around to the younger nurses, she goes, I'll take care of this. So she goes in there and she goes, Mr. Wolf, I need to take your temperature. He said, you're not taking my temperature. They just took my temperature no more than an hour ago. She goes, well, the temperature I'm going to take this time is not through your mouth. So you need to roll over. He said, I ain't rolling over. I ain't moving. She goes, you need to roll over. I'm going to roll over for you. Well, before he could answer or do anything, she just reached around her, grabbed a hold of him, and just snatched him up and flipped him. He was facing the winds. His butt was shining and aiming toward the door. She told him, Mr. Wolf, if you move, I got to keep doing this until you stop moving. So he was holding still. He was grumbling under his breath, calling her names. So she done the insertion. And she told him, Mr. Wolf, if you move one odd inch, I've got to redo this. If you touch it with your hands, I got to redo it. If you touch it with a piece of clothing or a blanket, I got to redo it. So you lay still right here and don't you move. So Miss Betty, she goes out the door. Well, Mr. Wolf is saying, well, shut the door, you stupid Americans. Well, Nurse Betty didn't shut the door. Well, Mr. Wolf is laying there and he could hear all these people walking by the door just looking in laughing at him. That was really making him mad. But he knew not to move because he didn't want this woman, you know, doing that again to him. So about 10 minutes goes by and him listening to all this laughing going on. Finally, the doctor walks in. He said, Mr. Wolf, you look awful festive today. He said, yeah. He said, doggone. He said, they come in here and they stick this thermometer up my rear end. And I don't know what you call festive, but you need to get that thing out. He said, well, Mr. Wolf, that's not a thermometer. That's a rose. Oh, my God.
All right.